So we spent some time on this yesterday, Keith, the Patriots underdogs, and how are they underdogs against the Buffalo Bills? And I didn't expect Vrabel and Diggs and Drake May all to be asked about it yesterday. I was Drake May discussing being an underdog. I'm just double-checking now where the line is at. FanDuel really hasn't moved in 2 days. Pats are still point-and-a-half underdogs. They are plus 100 on the money line. So as you said earlier, it's not like they're two touchdown 100. It's not like Phillip Rivers minus 13 and a half.
I mean,
at Seattle. I mean, it's
1 point.
It's a coin flip, and yet I'm still surprised they're underdogs. DraftKings, I guess, has fluctuated, but their line right now mirrors FanDuel. Point and a half, little more juice on that side of it, and plus 100 for the Patriots. So that's right around what we're talking about. And I think it's interesting that the players all dealt with it yesterday. Vrabel was like pretty willing to embrace the idea of talking about odds makers and the lines and survivor pools and everything else, which I guess
too soon for me on the survivor pool.
It felt like a direct shot.
Yeah, I know. I was like, come on.
But on the one hand, I guess I appreciate the honesty and, like, of course all these coaches know about it and pay attention to it. On the other hand, like, maybe you shouldn't acknowledge that from a PR standpoint, but whatever. How much of a factor do you think that is in terms of the Patriots getting prepared, motivated, amped, if you will, for the game on Sunday? Do they even need that edge?
I really don't think they need it. I mean, they literally can win the division on Sunday. That's what's on the line. I think also just going up against Josh Allen again, the reigning MVP, even though they're ahead of the Bills in the standings, the Bills went into this season as the clear-cut favorite in the division. I think there's an easy, easy motivation with this game. You saw how crazy it was the first time they played them, and that's when the Patriots were 2-2 going into that game. We didn't know what this Patriots team was really going to become the first time they played them, but that was as energized and engaged into a game, I think, as we had seen. And so I think there's so many things that Mike Vrabel can kind of point to motivate the team that maybe it gets sort of thrown on the pile, but you don't lead with that. I don't think this is going to be one of those things. I brought up earlier, like, when Tom Brady kind of went overboard after they beat the Chiefs. Like, oh, everybody says we suck. Like, we had no chance. You know, and Mike Vrabel was a teammate of Rodney Harrison, who would always find, like, the one guy out there picking against him and be like, oh, my God, can you believe this guy said that? I don't think you really need it for this game. Like, that might be more something that you look for when you have been a perennial winner. Like, if this team had won two Super Bowls and now they were an underdog, you're like, wait, why are you an underdog now?
It's like the Rodney Harrison thing, you know, way back when. Although, I guess Harrison wasn't a part of the first Super Bowl winner, and they were on their way to winning a second.
But, like, those two other ones,
Yeah, and he's just like, oh, no one believes in us and no one's picking us. It's like, most people kind of believe in you at this point in time. If people don't believe in the Patriots, like, we're in New England. I think we probably disagree with that. But I bet there are a lot of people who say, well, who have they beat? I mean, Buffalo.
I think it's taken a lot of people.
Who have they beat, and are they for real? And I honestly would feel this way about a lot of teams coming out of nowhere with a second-year quarterback or a young quarterback, and you look at the overall talent, and I think it's better than we expected here in New England, but I wouldn't expect a random fan in Kansas or whatever to look at the Pats roster and go, oh, that's a really talented roster. It's just, are they ahead of schedule? Is it time to buy in? I don't blame anybody for keeping them at arm's length. That said, I'm surprised they're not favored at home against a team they already beat.
Yeah, I thought it'd be slight. I thought they might be favored just by, like, that home margin of, like, 2.5 or whatever, but they kind of went the other way. If the Bills were in Denver, what do you think the line would be? Do you think they'd be favored in Denver?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. So they might just be favored.
Good point.
Almost anywhere. Like, maybe they're still buying in on them. Just, like, at the start of the season, I think.
Good point.
Start and midway
through. In Denver, would the Bills be favored? My answer is probably.
They might be. But not by much. But
I don't know that I'd pick them, but do I think the line would reflect that? Yeah,
oh, probably. Well, actually, don't we have proof of this? I mean, they're not the same team, obviously, but Denver is home to the Packers, and Green Bay's favored. You're like, Denver's 11-2, undefeated at home, has the best defense.
Good point.
And it's actually somehow 2.5.
Yeah, we were talking about that line earlier in the week. We're like, how are the Packers favored
so
there?
Maybe part of that is just I mean, in that specific case, there's a NFC is better than the AFC kind of component. But the other part might be like, all right, it's year two for Bo Nix, year two for Drake May. Nix had obviously more team success a year ago. But you're talking about Josh Allen. Like, it's taken people 14 weeks to finally wake up and be like, maybe the Chiefs don't have it. But they got the benefit of the doubt every single week. They would lose. You're like, still Mahomes. And, like, we were guilty of it.
Not right up until this week, but we were giving them the benefit of the doubt for a long period of time.
Yeah, so now that is kind of changed a little bit. But out of all those top quarterbacks, the one team that, at least in the AFC, that hasn't, like, fallen off this year is the Bills. Now, they're not as good. You know, they're 9-4 We had our guy Sal Capaccio on earlier today, and he was even saying, like, yeah, like, since, I guess, well, it's been about 5-6 seasons where Josh Allen's been a true MVP candidate, this is their worst team.
Yeah.
And they might not have to play Kansas City, but it might not matter. Like, they might lose to somebody else. I could definitely see them losing to the Patriots or the Broncos or even the Texans in the playoffs.
Text line says, guys, it's weather, snow and cold. May has small hands. Worth minus 3 points.
How dare you?
I mean, there's some projected snow showers.
Is there a little snow?
In the morning is okay. What I'm seeing. 32 degrees, low of 16.
Ooh, so, I mean, cold.
It'll definitely be cold. I don't know how much snow it's going to be. Do you think it's the weather? I don't think that's why the line is that way. I don't.
No. I think it is a Josh Allen thing.
Yeah, maybe it's respect for Buffalo.
Milton Williams is hurt. Campbell's hurt.
I still think it could be some injuries, too. I still think it has something to do with Vegas just not believing the Patriots are going to rip off 14 straight and go 15-2. They got to lose somewhere, yeah. And this is probably where they're going to lose if they lose. So my guess is it's something like that.
Hey, maybe there's a little bit of just like this season at some point has to get
like, are they really a 15-2 team? I don't think so.
But also, how many times do you think – maybe Josh Allen doesn't deserve this type of credit, but like how many times has Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, when they're not playing each other, how many times has one of those guys been like plus money just to win? You know, so I wonder if they're also kind of catching themselves there. Be like, these guys consistently win 11, 12, 13
right.
games.
We're going to give you plus money on Josh Allen?
Yeah, no.
I mean,
you got
to
cover yourself.
But then again, you say that about Mahomes. I bet the Chiefs the whole way to the Super Bowl that year plus money.
But like the Chiefs,
2 years ago.
The Chiefs are 3 games worse than the Chargers in the standings.
Yep.
This weekend, the Chiefs are 5.5-point favorites. It's like, okay, like I guess we're not paying attention to the Chiefs.
I guess
like,
we're not. So good point. Good point. Text line, dude.
Dude.
You guys have spent the last 6 to 8
dude,
weeks.
Dude, me or dude him?
Good question. Dudes, maybe. You guys have spent the last 6 to 8 weeks. Well, actually, probably you. It's probably Mingles texting. He's just texting
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
You guys have spent the last 6 to 8 weeks convincing yourselves that the Patriots are good enough to deserve the hype. What does it tell you that they're not?
Well, I think they still are. I mean, it's a 1-point swing. You know, we're just pointing it out because maybe it's like a little bit of a surprise. I think just how people view the Bills and Josh Allen over the course of the year, it's hard to really change that over the course of a season. But all right, whatever. Still another opportunity for them, and we'll see what happens. And if they win this, like then yeah, I think wait till you hear us on Monday if they win this one.
Well,
yeah, obnoxious.
Well, I can't wait to hear where Cam Newton moves the goalpost to.
Guns.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Oh, division title.
Yeah.
Confetti guns for the division.
That's a good call.
I don't see why.
Honestly,
not.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
They're just sitting down there.
If they want to send us a t-shirt and a hat, I'll wear it. Not a big deal. If they want to, they can.
Oh, should we campaign for t-shirts and hats?
Well, if they want to.
Yeah, okay. We take them. We take
force them to do anything.
It would look nice with the glitter guns on Monday.
See what Greg got? Did you see what Greg got?
I don't know. What did he get?
So he got a Red Sox City Connect wooden baseball bat.
Oh.
It's like a green baseball bat.
I didn't
Nick,
see
you
it.
Saw it.
I didn't see
he's
it, but
walking around the hallway with it.
I heard you talking.
He's like Negan. Or Gerard Mayo at a meeting, walking around.
I didn't see it, but I heard you talking about this. Yes, yeah.
Well, I saw somebody.
You want a City Connect bat now?
Not really, but I do feel a little left out.
Greg did taunt you with it.
Yeah, he's pointing at me. And I was like, what are you going to go hit flies to somebody? Like, what are you going to do with that?
HR? HR issue here? What do you got?
All right, yeah, all right, guys, turn two. He's going to start. He's going to get a field of kids out there to hit grounders to. But it was, I saw the box at first, and it was like this long box, and you're like, was in there like a poster? Like it was like long.
Oh, it looked like one of those.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
rolled
yeah.
up. Yeah, I got you.
Took it out. Boom. Baseball bat.
Yeah, but we'll
I
take.
Didn't know they had those things.
We'll take the hat and t-shirt and
Pat's hat
and the glitter guns
and a nor'easter helmet.
But I am curious. Like, what's Cam Newton gonna do if they win that game? Is it, to be the best, you got to beat the best 2 times.
Well, they haven't beat Lamar yet.
He's gonna say, actually, because of the way the playoffs are formatted, you got to beat him three times.
I hope that.
That's what he should do.
Honestly, I hope that's what he does.
That's what he should
just
do.
Just keep moving the goalposts at this point. You might as well.
3 times.
You're like, what? 617-779.
Hard to beat a team 3 times, is it?
Yeah,
you beat them the first 2 times.
I feel like
you
if you do
chance.
It, you should be able to do it the 3rd time. You can weigh in there on the phones. We'll get to you in a moment. We talked to Sal Capaccio. You were referencing this earlier about kind of the view on the game. And if they can't do it now, maybe they'll never do it. He's like, the fans are all out on Sean McDermott, although he wasn't, which I thought was interesting. But his answers on Steph Diggs, and you started by asking him about Diggs and you know what the Patriots are getting out of him and all this. We asked if there was a shelf life in his experience from Steph Diggs because, look, I've been more surprised than just about anybody. I didn't think he'd be on the field. I didn't think he'd be this kind of leader and or teammate. I didn't expect the production. Like, I expected none of it, quite frankly. And I still wonder if the other shoe is going to drop at some point in time. We asked, is there a shelf life for Steph Diggs? Here's what Sal Capaccio said.
I think it does. It did in Minnesota, and we were told that. It's so funny. You're asking me this, and I ask the exact same questions to people in Minnesota when this happened. And you're like, yeah, but everything's great here. And he's got, you know, this younger quarterback he's working with, and it's amazing. And this great relationship. And people in Minnesota said, just wait, just wait. And I'm like, no, well, guess what? Just wait. And I'll say the same thing to you guys. And that's, hey, I don't know. He's at a different point of his career, though, right? And, you know, we'll see how it ends. Stephon Diggs is the ultimate competitor. There's no doubt about that. I do not think he's a bad teammate in any sense. I think what happens, though, is Stephon has this aura and this weight about him that he is so competitive. He is so much of a guy that, you know, has a name and a spotlight that I think it becomes heavy around him. And if everything's not going exactly perfectly well, that becomes tough to sustain. I think that's what's happened in Minnesota and Buffalo.
So a couple of ways to spin it positive is Steph Diggs has this season literally addressed some of those exact things. Like, he's said I'm super competitive, maybe too competitive, and I've had, you know, issues in the past or whatever. I forget the exact wording of it, but like, he's addressed what Sal was talking about.
Yep.
And
even,
I do want,
even yesterday, I heard Greg Show talking about this today, like the seven dogs, one bone thing. It's like, you know, like, we all want the ball.
Right.
We all want the ball, and we all want to get our touches, and we're all good, and hopefully we all get them, and, you know, we have to have that mentality.
Yeah.
Like, he's addressed a lot of
that. And even, like, you know, just to compare it to, like, yourself or to anybody else out there, like, he's 32 now. So when he's 22 and when he's 27, probably could be different. I know I'm a lot different.
Okay.
22 to 32.
Different than Minnesota. This was 2 years ago at the end in Buffalo.
At the end of Buffalo. No, that's fair. But like, but at some point, there is going to be a little bit of a maturing process. And you were going over his numbers earlier today. Do you think if he had a stretch in Buffalo where he had 20 yards, 18 yards, 50 yards, 20 yards, it'd be completely quiet? It's been completely quiet. And he's been like a leader on top of it.
Right.
He's been like the center of these pregame, like rah-rah things to get the team going. All the guys speak very well about him, and he is like echoing the head coach. So I'm not naive to say like there's never going to be any problem. I also, credit to me, predicted
a honeymoon
period.
You
I was
sure
like,
yeah,
it happened everywhere he's been.
Yep.
Like, also at this stage of his career, how many more years of football does he have left in him? And he might even start to think about that. It'd be great if he did. He might even start to think about
that.
He's
actually too old for the Red Sox.
He's
good
way too old
point.
For the Sox.
Yeah, Red Sox never would have signed him.
But, I mean, this is his 11th year in the NFL. Like, that's way longer than the average career span. That's longer than some guys that are, like, in the Hall of Fame. Like, that's a good career. And so maybe he does approach things a little bit differently now than he did, even just as early as 2 years ago.
So here's the thing. That is not a concern of mine right now. Like, I'm not concerned about if there's a shelf life with Steph Diggs for this year. I don't think it's going to be an issue this year. I don't think. I mean, you know, if they drop a couple of games, which I don't forecast them doing with the schedule they have remaining, if they drop a couple of games in a row, maybe. But I'm not worried about it this year. That is looming with Diggs. It is. And I'm okay with paying him. Like, I'd pay him in the offseason. He has a glorified one-year deal. I'd pay him, but I go into it knowing at some point, Keith, the honeymoon is going to be over.
Well, right. And I feel like this four-game regular season stretch, hopefully a long playoff stretch, yeah, you don't even have to worry about it. You don't have to ask a second question about it. Like, it's all good. This offseason, it'll be interesting. Like, do they go to him? I heard Ninkovich and Wiggy talking about this even a couple weeks ago. Like, does they go to him and say, look, we're going to change your contract. We're going to give you more upfront money. We're going to save cap space. Like, what do you think? And if he says yes, okay, maybe you don't have a problem. But if it's like, hey, we want you back, but we don't really want to pay you this, then, like, any player, receiver, tackle, whatever.
He's not going to play on his current contract. It's something like, I don't have it in front of me. We read it last week, but it's something like 1.7 guaranteed.
But this is where you got to
be
careful.
Like, it's like, he's not, if they're like, we want you back on this contract, there's no chance he's doing that.
That's what I'm saying. Or like if the number that they view him as is way less than his number. Okay, but that's with any player. Hell, a former friend of the show, Lawrence Guy. Same thing. The last guy in the world you would think would have like a money dispute or whatever, and even he did at the end. So if they go way too low with the offer, then yeah, like with any player, you could cause a problem.
Well, you hope they don't start feeling themselves a little bit and say, while at one end of my mouth I'm like, there will be a time to reckon with it, I'd still pay him and I'd give him, you know, a similar deal to what he got, just stretch it out over 2 years or whatever. Yeah. If he wants more than that, then come talk to me. But I want him on the team next year. You hope that they don't start feeling themselves and say, well, we found Diggs this offseason. We can find another guy like that. And we could make it work with Booty and Hollins and this and that and, like, trying to piece it together.
Mm-hmm.
You hope they don't do that after 1 year, right, depending on where it goes. But I do wonder when the honeymoon period, as you called it, is over with Steph Diggs. And up in Buffalo, they're waiting for it. Ken is in Granby. Hello, Ken.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going great.
So, you know, I've been thinking about it the last couple of days, and I think the Patriots are going to win on Sunday, no problem, because I was watching The Replacements the other night. Do you remember Gene Hackman in that?
I do. Looking at us from the sky.
Okay, so he said the one thing that they had was heart, and Steph Diggs keeps saying it. We're all we got. We're all we need. We got this. And the Bills have been a hat trick.
Bills have been a hat trick?
Shane Falco talked about quicksand in that movie.
Am I missing a joke in there? It's been a little bit since I've seen The Replacements. I've seen
Gene Hackman had a sweet hat in that movie.
I see.
Shane Falco was a good reclamation project. Although, really,
the Bills hat trick, like the Patriots will beat him three times.
Maybe.
What did
now
mean
the problem is that is a good movie. I like the movie. They're all scabs. We really shouldn't like any of these guys. None of them should have been playing. None of them.
Well, they got the opportunity to play.
Yeah.
Did Falco stay in the NFL? What happened with
him? I doubt it.
No?
I think he took off with that cheerleader.
Is that how that ended?
Yeah, I don't blame him. Let's just say I don't blame the guy.
That was nice.
I think that's
nice.
That was nice.
Yeah, real nice. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here with all your thoughts on Pats and Bills on Sunday. Patriots are underdogs. High over-under in the game. Earlier today, we said, what, high 20s they got to get to win that game?
Mm-hmm.
I feel if you get there, which you did not in the first matchup, I feel pretty good about their chances. So you can discuss with WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. Yeah, got Hart. Yeah, got Fitzy. Yeah, got Ted. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after trending with Nick LaPan, it's time for Grab Bag.
Grab Bag.
Certainly is. It's time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. After a few nights off, the Celtics are back in action, taking on the Bucks from Milwaukee tonight at 8 o'clock. Celtics are 9.5-point favorites as the Bucks continue to play without Giannis. C's coming to this one 15-9 and on a little bit of a heater.
Yeah, I mean, we were saying this the other day, or yesterday rather, with Terp. I think they're four games out of first place in the East. They are. They're only two games back in New York. They should definitely beat this Milwaukee team without Giannis the way they've been playing. And because they're not in the NBA Cup, they actually get a little bit of a breather on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's not ideal based on how well they were playing. But no, I think things are looking up for this team. And Tatum's return right around the corner the way they're playing.
Woo! Do you like the February 8th conspiracy? 2-8?
No.
You think it's sooner or later?
Probably later.
Yeah, probably later.
But
that's early.
If he's back and playing one-on-one, Keith, like, he can't be that far away. Like, do I think February's in play? February might be in play. I don't think it's February 8th. That probably is.
That's early.
All the conspiracy theorists are like, that probably has more to do with the Super Bowl and a Super Bowl commercial. They're probably right about
Maybe.
But he's going to be back, and he's going to be back soon.
Maybe in the commercial he announces when he's back.
That'd be good.
Okay, so he's not back on that date, but he tells us when.
Hopefully it's not like a Tom Brady Hulu announcement level thing. Hopefully it's not that.
Oh, yeah, that was tough.
Remember that?
I do remember that. Yeah. That was a tough go.
Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got.
Grab bag.
I want you, I need you, oh God.
Grab bag.
These beautiful things that I've got. Oh.
First grab bag I've made in over a year. That was me.
That was you.
Yeah, that was me.
I was legit going to say that sounds like you.
I was down the Dragon's Lair last night, and I was sitting at my computer, and I was like, I popped into my head. I don't even like that guy or that song really that much. The song I like. The guy I could care less about.
That guy is a showman, Keith.
Is he?
Backflips.
Yeah.
Screaming.
That was one take, Bragg.
Wow.
I was one take, and I get a text from my wife. So the Dragon's Lair is below the family room. I get a text from my wife what is that shrieking? She's like, I thought Georgie was up. What are you doing down there? And then she goes,
make a grab bag.
I was a grab bag.
Stand in my room.
And I was like, accept your airdrop. I'm about to send it to you. She's like, what is that? I'm like, that's me. Doing a little grab bag.
No joke. I was going to say, boy, that one sounds a lot like you, Keith, but I didn't actually think
it was me.
You. Wow, good.
It was
me.
I haven't made one because we get inundated with these things. We're now up to 444 grab bags. And you can send them in, Keefe@weei.com. But yeah, that song.
Be number 445 if you send it right now.
I think the last time I heard that song, I was just like, that is ripe for a grab bag. That is asking for a grab bag.
Good tune, good performer.
Yes.
Benson Boone, yeah.
Boston Bruins also in action tonight. Morgan Geeky looking for his 23rd goal of the season, potentially, as they take on the Winnipeg Jets, also at 8 o'clock. So you're going to have to go a little back and forth here between the Bs and the Cs.
I still got that Stu Scott 30 for 30 on DVR, too. I've watched that. I got like a busy night.
Plus 130 on the money line for the Bruins. Yeah. If you're feeling the Bruins.
I'm not. Give me the Jets on that one.
Okay.
You only play the Blues and Monty so many times.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. That is true.
Swing and a grab bag stabbed by Jones. He has it. He underhands to Keefe, and the Jones and Keefe show are the world champions. For the first time since yesterday's show, Jones and Keefe have won Grab Bags World Championship. Can you believe it?
Seven!
Not bad. Not bad.
We win it every day. I like it.
Every day. Week 15 of the NFL season kicks off tonight, Thursday Night Football on Prime Video. The Atlanta Falcons at 4-9 taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 7-6. Tampa 5.5-point favorites as they are clinging to the top spot in the NFC South right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, our Super Bowl, you and I had the same Super Bowl, didn't we? Didn't we both have Ravens over Bucks?
Yeah, it's not looking that way.
It's not looking great.
No, I don't like it.
That Super Bowl is hanging on by a fingernail.
But the Bucks got to at least win that division, then we'll get a point for that. But good Lord.
Yeah.
It's not looking great.
No, now you have quite a bit of fantasy.
Yeah, I'm in the fantasy playoffs bracket. And not in the show league.
Well, no, not that one.
No, my other league.
No, you're like the only team in our division not to make the playoffs.
But I'm going up against, yeah, that is true,
yeah.
Baker Mayfield, Mike Evans, and the Bucks kicker. So I could either be in a great spot or a horrible spot.
Bucks super stack.
Yeah, it is a Bucks stack.
So I have Evans.
Is Mike
Evans
playing?
I have Evans in the EI league.
I don't know.
It's
questionable, but he's got him in his lineup right now. I mean, he could change it in the next 7 hours.
I'm not playing him, but I got a deep roster brag, so I'm not playing him in my matchup tonight.
You didn't need to.
I'm not tonight against Billy. No. I'm not doing
that.
No, I'm gonna watch. Wait and see. I'm gonna watch.
But you're not in this game. You're gonna watch it. Well, so that's the problem. You got Falcons, Bucks. You got Celtics. You got Bruins.
30 for 30
with Stu.
I guess I got a busy night.
That's tough. Let me recommend Roofman. Me and Nick, not together, but we both watched Roofman.
Yeah, what was that shrieking in the basement again?
I had Nick over to watch Roofman, and he drove back.
I'll tell you what, though, you guys, it was very.
I like the movie.
It was a very spoiler filled preview we had before the show with the two of you talking about it.
Yeah,
but
he said you weren't going to watch it, but it
now kind of talked me into wanting to watch it.
It's pretty good. Watch it anyway,
even with the spoilers.
It's
good.
Well, it's a true story. Yeah. If you followed it closely in the news,
I don't watch the news.
How it starts, how it ended. So.
Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag.
It's not creepy at all. Very good. Thank you, sir.
That's just somehow in my head.
I don't know how much you followed this story out of Michigan, but the Wolverines have fired their head coach, Sherrone Moore. And the first report out of it was basically, I read that he was gone. And you're like, oh, he was 9-3, but maybe they just want to get rid of him and maybe they got somebody better in mind, but just, whatever.
He's like kind of a clown, too. So
he's a bit of a clown.
But I'm like,
Harbaugh, like handpicked replacement.
I thought he just got fired on merit of like,
no,
not having a very good season.
Apparently, it was an Ime Udoka situation.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was making the rounds. Similar, he's a married guy with kids. There was somebody on the staff there at Michigan. It was inappropriate, and he was gone. And you're like, all right, well, that's pretty bad, but that's the story. And then there's like an assault charge in there, like the next day.
He's arrested.
Like, yeah, he got arrested.
Yeah.
So he got fired. I mean, what a wild 24, 48 hours for Sherrone Moore in Michigan.
Yeah. Look, I didn't see any of that. I didn't think he was a very good coach, so I just thought he was out on that, basically. But what do you think they do?
So, I mean, that is a big-time job, obviously.
I think it's arguably, we were talking about this a little bit in the last break.
Yeah.
I think it's arguably the the best job in college? Like, Nick, I'd be curious to hear your stance on that. If I had to narrow it down to, like, the best jobs, like, the absolute tippity-top best
Texas,
jobs. Texas, Ohio State, Michigan, I would say
Bama,
are the best jobs.
Bama,
see,
probably.
I'm not.
So there's a report out there that, like, DeBoer might leave Alabama for Michigan.
Bama's
like,
a cut below. What's Bama? I mean, Bama with Saban, obviously, like, that was lights out.
What about, like, Georgia?
Yeah, I feel like those are all a cut below.
Interesting.
Personally, I like the Notre Dame job, but again, look,
but Brian Kelly left to go to LSU.
So you tell me, Nick, you're more plugged in on this. What do you think are the best jobs? Like the absolute tippity top best jobs?
I would probably go Michigan, Texas, LSU, and I would still put Bama, but
not Ohio State?
And Ohio State. Probably those five.
Okay. Yeah.
Huh.
So DeBoer, I don't think DeBoer.
But like they could go get somebody from like the NFL. Like Michigan's that kind of thing. I mean, they just had Harbaugh, for God's sake.
People are texting earlier, like McDaniels. I don't think.
No.
I think they can do way better than Josh McDaniels.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, they're going to have basically their pick of the litter for that job, I think.
I've seen Jed Fish a lot.
Jed Fish does not feel like your pick of the litter. He's at Washington and was at Arizona.
He was rumored for the Florida job. He really wanted the Florida job.
Is there an alum, like, is Brian Griese on, like, the Rams staff or something?
Oh, good question. Yeah, oh, well, he was, like, a quarterback coach with the Niners or something?
He was most recently QB coach of the Niners. Yeah. I feel like sometimes a place will do that. And they'll be like, oh, a guy who played in the NFL and he went here. So, yeah, but that's kind of crazy. That whole story is absolutely
the
bizarre.
Story sounds horrible. But, yeah.
But so now Michigan has an opening and Penn State still has an opening, right?
No, they hired Iowa State.
Oh, yeah, they did. Matt Campbell. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Mm. All right. Well, fair enough. When you're single downwards, the red, well, it filters through. So grab bag. This is kind of a scary story. So the Pittsburgh Steelers posted that TJ Watt is currently in a local hospital for further medical evaluation for his lung after experiencing discomfort at the practice facility on Wednesday. The statement reads, he will not be at practice on Thursday and his status for Monday's game versus Miami is in question. Coach Tomlin will provide more updates at the appropriate time.
So, look, I have no idea what's going on there. I didn't realize it was a Monday game, so that gives him a little more time to get back. But, yeah, that anytime you read lung, like a lung issue at the facility, that is scary. Yeah.
Yeah, you're grab bag. Yeah, you're grab bag. Yeah, you're grab bag.
All right, we have another baseball signing. No, not by the Red Sox, Jones. I know you were going to say, hey, maybe the Red Sox.
Man.
No, the Atlanta Braves have signed closer Robert Suarez to a 3-year, $45 million deal.
Yeah, Passan was going nuts on Twitter. He's like, well, they have him, and they have Iglesias, and they have all these starting pitchers, and they could be a real surprise team. And
No, you're a nah on the Braves.
Robert Suarez is going to move the needle?
Bobby Suarez.
No, thanks.
Come on down. We got some Brennan Bernardino news. Of course, he's now with the Rockies, sadly.
Of
Bernardino
course.
No longer with the Red Sox.
Bernie.
Bernie, as he's known to his loved ones, he will be participating in the World Baseball Classic for Team Mexico. Oh. That's official.
Oh, good for him.
That's official.
It's a good squad.
You're probably wondering, like, he's not going to be on that team, is he? He is.
Falling back on that ass with a head of five gangster lean. Getting funky on the mic like that old batch of collard greens. It's the capital S of yes, I'm fresh and double a P. G-R-A-B-B-A-G. It's the grab bag, you see.
Oh, not bad.
All right.
Is that Snoop?
I think Snoop's a fan of grab bag.
He
yeah.
emailed me a while ago. Put that one in the system. Very good. All right. Time now for Has Bob Ryan Tweeted?
Oh, I'm going to have to guess yes.
Yeah, the answer is obviously yes. Yeah, the answer is obviously yes. All right. So... So there's a brain IQ test.
Oh.
So he's falling down this rabbit hole now.
I'm a little afraid to do this one live on the air, but okay.
Yeah.
No more eye tests. I'll pull it up.
So it says, how many do you see? It's a picture of a circle with lines through it. And it says, carefully, how many triangles?
God, I am bad at this.
It says 90% of people failed. I don't know how they came up with that number, but just based on the responses, I guess. So Bob took a crack at this.
I don't even see the one you're talking about.
So scroll down to see. He says, "Looks." He already has his answer. It says, "Looks like blank to me, the number." And then you got to click on it. And then you see his response.
Got it. This was from yesterday. Got it.
7:52 p.m. Bob was looking at this circle with triangles.
How many triangles? 1, 2,
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I would say 12.
Wait a minute. 1,
at least 12.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I say 10.
12? He said 10. Well, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 little ones.
There's
and then
eight,
pe- 9,
there's eight pizzas
10,
and
11,
then the two little
12.
Guys.
Put the two together. If you do two at each time.
Is it technically zero because it's not a flat line?
Okay,
maybe I say 10. So who's right?
Nobody knows.
Is it 10 or 12? What do you mean nobody knows?
He said 10.
I also said 10. I agree with him.
These bots don't give you the answer. They say 10. You have to go to the comments probably.
They put a poll in 1, 2, and 3.
How on earth did Keith come up with 12? I'm still baffled by this.
I'll show you. I'll show my work later. All right, somebody else, Elma on Twitter. Elma, who is a, her bio says, asking questions, sharing thoughts, and riding this wild journey called life.
Yep.
You still, I'm hung up
on the triangles.
You got to delete one forever.
Okay.
One of the following, yep. You have to delete. Netflix,
mm-hmm.
Football,
sure.
Pizza,
oh.
Music,
okay.
Gaming.
It's between 4 and 5 for me. Gaming can go right out the window, though.
You and Bob agree.
Oh, really?
Bob said, easy call, bye-bye gaming.
Honestly, pretty easy call for me, too. What would you lop off, Keith? It's probably a harder call for you.
Music.
Music's out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want it to be out, but these are 5 good things. Like, I probably watch Netflix a few times a week. I probably watch football certainly a few times a
Netflix,
week.
Netflix, football, pizza can't go. Those can't
gaming,
go anywhere.
I probably
think Netflix is the one that could go. There's a million streaming services. You can watch anything you want.
Not anything you want.
That's a good point, Nick.
Not anything you want.
Can't watch Stranger Things.
No, you can find it somewhere, I bet, though.
I bet you can't. Not legally, where I watch my stuff.
What are you, Schefter back
there? Buy the box set.
I don't even know if they make the box set. Do they for that?
I think so.
I don't even know if they do.
All right. Grab bag. Yeah. Jones and Keith.
All right, let's find out who the best basketball performer was from last night. Jones, was it your guy LeBron James, 19-15-8? Was it Luka Doncic, 35 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists? Was it Chet Holmgren, 24 points, 8 rebounds? Was it Stephon Castle, 30 points, 10 boards, 6 assists? Or was it Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 28 points and 8 assists? In the Thunder 138-89 win.
So that was a beatdown. Let's go with Castle. I didn't expect them to beat the Lakers.
He's really good.
Stephon Castle. Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Laskanik.
Baseball player of the day.
Or is it?
We have an outfielder. Oh, shoot.
Wait a minute, what?
Hold on.
Why's your profanity?
Hold on. We have an outfielder. I thought we were getting a random football player today.
Damn it.
Derek Bell.
They played another Oakland
It was
Miami.
Derek Bell.
Was it?
Would you look at my screen? It was.
Was it actually?
It actually was Derek
no,
Bell.
No, I was just the guy who guesses Derek Bell. He didn't
oh, he
today.
Did?
No, he knows it's a football day. He didn't guess today.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, my
the
God.
The guy texts Derek. I say it every day, Derek Bell.
All right.
Was it really Derek Bell?
It was. I swear to God, it was.
All right, I already got that. On to the football player.
I already had him queued up. All right, I have a football player, obviously, because it's Thursday. A random football player of the day.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Played for 4 teams in a 10-year career.
Okay.
Played for the Giants, the Bucks, the Browns, and the Seahawks.
I 1,000% know this is Joe Giravicious.
He got it.
I know how your brain works, and I know all those teams.
That's not fair. We've never used him before, have we? Joe Giravicious. That was a twofer. It was Derek Bell.
I got both.
Yeah, well,
I love how like a month ago, Keith's like, every Thursday, we're going to do random football player. Didn't tell
snuck
us.
Up on his idea.
I thought he had a football player.
No,
I'm like,
snuck way up on
it's
me.
It's not a random baseball player,
idea.
Is it?
He's, done, he's back forgotten into a corner. 3 out of 4 weeks.
Picking guys in the Thursday night game is not fair. It was. It was Joe Giravicious. 10 touchdown catches in 05 with the
Cleveland Browns, right?
No, with the Seattle.
Oh, I thought I owned him for a big touchdown year with the Browns. I owned him in fantasy 1 year for a big touchdown year.
It was
year.
Seattle.
Okay, maybe it was.
And then he won a Super Bowl with the Bucks in 02.
Nice.
It's a good NFL career,
yeah.
Joe Giravicious.
Keith went backed into a corner. The answer is Joe Giravicious.
Damn it. Obviously, he's going to be a wide receiver. I'm surprised you got it based off of those teams.
I just didn't do that. You just were thinking.
No.
I heard the teams, and then I know you, and I'm like, that's got to be Joe Giravicious. No, the teams helped steer me in that way. To be honest,
it was for sure Joe Giravicious.
Well, there you go. random baseball slash football player.
Yeah. Damn.
It's a football player every Thursday. Sometimes
every Thursday,
you get a bonus
baseball
player.
Set your watch to it.
Here in the grab bag on Jones and Keefe. 617-779-7937. That's how you double up, dial up, rather, WEEI afternoon. You got her. Yeah, I got Fitzy. I got Ted. And we'll get you the clip du jour.
All right, back here at Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It's time now for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Ah, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
I'm so glad you asked. It is the clip of the day. And a good day for a little bit of a caller medley.
Don is in Brockton. Hello, Don.
Hey, Don.
I look at the other moves Breslow's made. We traded for a 36-year-old Sonny Gray. Sonny freaking Gray, he's a stegosaurus, and you're going to pull the age card with Alonzo? It's just, I don't know. I'm disappointed in Breslow right now. He stunk.
Dan in Brockton is waiting patiently on the Red Sox. Go ahead, Dan.
What I wanted to talk about was a clown from D.C. He should be calling Howie Carr. What's he, he writes speeches for Biden or something?
I don't know what he does
Boom,
for a day job.
Roasted.
Yeah.
Anyways, you guys are the best thing since Lewis and Martin, so keep up the good work.
Lewis and Martin. All right, John, Rhode Island, go.
Hey, guys, love the show. What a year it's been. Okay, here's a plan for the 2026 Red Sox. They should link up with my ex-wife because they have the exact same issues. Terrible at spending money, they entertain random people, they have long-term commitment issues, and they both think I'm an idiot. Thank you.
I was just going to let the clock tick
didn't
until we got to 30 seconds.
Didn't even need it. That was well done.
Another strong performance.
This is what happens. The Red Sox do nothing, and it gets people all fired up.
It really does. It really does.
Thanks a lot.
Hart, is that your crown over there? That was you yesterday, right? The Interest King crown?
Yeah.
That was yours?
Yeah, well, no, I didn't have a crown. I had a sucker's.
Somebody had like a
Real Life Tom made that this morning.
Yeah. You had that?
Real Life Tom made it this morning.
Oh, that was Tom. I thought that was
Real Life Tom was here.
No, I just had sucker on my chest.
Okay.
Go on.
It's on Instagram. You can see everything. Yeah, that's tough.
It was
a tough day.
I was upset. That guy got me there. They both think I'm the idiot.
He's like, all right.
I didn't see that part coming.
He was ready to go. All right, so do you think they end up signing anybody of significance?
I don't know. Is Bregman significant?
Yeah. Well, yes.
It feels like that's the
fallback. Bregman is significant, yes. Okay. It doesn't like move
but
the needle.
He played
here
last year.
No, but
he's on the team.
But
you see Jeff Passan say the Orioles might have the best lineup in baseball? How do you like that bet we made yesterday?
All right, yeah.
Just because you sniff doesn't mean the bet's going to be right.
What about their pitching?
Yeah, their pitching's not great.
We'll see.
How about their pitching? No, Bregman to me is a significant signing, but it changes. They're no better than last year. I agree with that, but it'd be a significant signing, no?
Yes, it would be a significant signing, but it's not an upgrade, and you're not even back to where you were.
But it'd also be the lamest.
Is it a significant signing? Answer is yes.
Yeah, and I don't.
However, it'd be the lamest. Lamest press conference ever with like a jersey hold.
Yeah, definitely.
Else. You can't even
he
do
change
that.
His number, so it's a new jersey.
Yeah, that'd help.
Definitely be all those things. It would definitely be lame and underwhelming and all that. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he was already on your team. So, like, that, the significance part is like, he took a vacation for a little while and he came back and now he's on your team again and you pay him a different amount of money than you were going to pay him.
Yeah.
It's annoying. No, I don't love any of the options out there. I find it hard to see a path toward this team getting me back on board by spring training, by the season. They had me on board last year. You go get Crochet, you go get Chapman, you go get Bregman. Okay, we're all on board. They had most of us, I think, on board at the end of the season when they lose to the Yankees, despite losing to the Yankees. And now everybody fell off the bandwagon, and I don't see a path to getting us back on.
Okay.
Awesome.
How much of this are you doing today? How much of it did you get out of your system yesterday?
We're going to revisit this because I want to do sort of that 24 hours. Have you thought about it? You slept on it? Did you become a little more stable? You had the emotional react? No, I haven't.
No, Rich I was going to say it got worse a little bit, but yeah, no, fair question.
But we do have Tom Curran at 3:30, so obviously we'll spend a lot of time building up to this big football game down at Gillette, where I don't think the weather's going to be an issue, but that is definitely a wild card, because if Josh Allen's playing in the snow, we saw it last week, probably favors the favorite,
He's
the visiting team.
Yep.
Also, Jones, I liked your point. Very interesting that head coaches now addressed odds makers at the podium. You do that 10 years ago, I feel like you would have been suspended for
Hard to ignore now.
I appreciate the transparency and like I believe all these coaches are aware of it. You have to be aware of it.
And Al Michaels started this early on. He's like, if you care about that field. Right,
Brent Musburger.
And then he actually got in bed with him.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if he got,
kind of wrapped on the wrist for openly talking about Lions. But, yeah, I don't think
they probably should tamp it down given what's gone on in Major League Baseball, the NBA. Like, yes, it's out there, but let's not talk about it during our press conferences. Let's not magnify our connection.
He was just trying to burn your guy, Ben Volant, is all he was trying to do.
Oh, he was. Absolutely.
That's all he was trying to do.
And it feels like he picks somebody every press conference to kind of fill. Seems like
Drake
he's
May,
the
though
guy.
He spreads it around.
He has
guy,
no number one guy. The open reporter is the reporter that's getting it that day. Razor at 4:45.
Oh,
your guy.
Good.
Oh, locked in.
Hell yeah.
Bruins are pretty good.
Yeah. Well, they're fine.
Wow. He just shrugged.
Yeah, they're fine. They beat Monty twice. It's not that hard to do.
We thought they were going to be getting the number one pick.
Yeah. That's probably not going to happen.
No.
But they're closer to that than not.
No, they're going
to
make the playoffs.
They're not.
You don't think they're going to make the playoffs?
The Bruins?
The Boston Bruins, the hockey team.
Hang on.
Play at the Garden.
Do you think Razor thinks they're going to make the playoffs?
I do.
Okay, well, let's stay tuned to find out.
We'll ask him at 4:45.
All right, excellent. Good. Crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. Give the perfect gift this year, 99 Restaurant gift cards. They're the perfect gift for everyone on your list. For every $25 you purchase, you receive a $5 bonus gift card for yourself. You got to love the 9. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. We are back tomorrow at 10. We got a Top 5 Friday. We got a Friday 4-pack. We can review Keith's Keys to Pats and Bills on a Patriots Friday tomorrow on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.